We are up to Perek Ches Se'if Chav Dalid, in the middle of the Halachas of Lash, on page Kuf Ches in the new print. Today's shir is sponsored for Refuah Shleimah from Miril Bas Sara Gittel and for Sara Gittel Bas Miril. To help keep the shiurim coming, it is very important that we need your sponsorship. It's only with your sponsorship that the shiurim could be made available. Oichun Shekvarnes Bashlu V'Nesirachichu, food that was pre-cooked, and already started softening up. So So you can add liquid and continue mixing it. That's not lush. That's not kneading. That's el mishum tikkun oichlam ba'amma. That's just being misakein. That's fixing a food. And that's mutter. Lefikach, he says, therefore mutter l'mayich tapuchei adam v'shom. Therefore, he says, you could mash up potatoes that were already cooked. Im omnam kvar nismachu ekev habishol v'im norchim u'miuch. If due to the cooking process, they already started falling apart, they started, it's not smashed yet to the point of mashed potatoes, but it's already, you know, getting all soft up, that you could do it. Afilu b'shine hamazlik, you don't have to even use the back of the fork, you can use the regular teeth of the fork. V'lishbech aleim roitiv, you could pour in a gravy. Afilu cham miklirishin, even if the gravy is cham from a klirishin, because this is the same b'shalach habishal. You can mix the gravy into it. It says, but even that you shouldn't necessarily do in large quantities. You should do small amounts. That's not push it. Mishabur is not clear what exactly it's called ma'at ma'at. So it should be a small amount what you need for that meal. Unless you're doing a very large suda, then in smaller amounts, it shouldn't be done in bulk. So too, let's say you have dried up rice that's pre-cooked. You're allowed to mix gravy onto the rice, because that doesn't create losh, that just makes wet rice. The rice doesn't change its texture at all. And we're talking about cooked rice. Right? So therefore, it's mutter to pour gravy onto rice. Siv chofei. Mutter la'arev kinmoin. B'daises oireis yukudeme. You could put cinnamon into like porridge, into hot cereal. Let's say you have a hot cereal or some other type of food like that, you're allowed to add raisins to it on Shabbos, because even though you mix the raisins in, the raisins are mixed into it, but that's not lush. The raisins doesn't become one together with the cereal. It's mixed in. Siv Chovav on page Kuftes, Kedera, Afilu Kasher Yemedes Agabi Eish Mechusa. You have a pot that's on the fire, obviously a covered fire. What happens if you have a pot and the food is getting, the water is evaporating from it? So what could you do? You could take water from that's on the fire, from an urn or from a pot that's on the fire. Even though the water is going to mix into the food, and that's not isalisha. So let's say your chalent is drying out, right? It's very dry. Now, obviously, if you pour more water into the chalent, we're talking about it has to be from a klirishin that's al gabi ha'esh, right? So that water is eventually going to get absorbed into the potatoes, into the beans, into the barley, right? That's not called lush. This is already pre-cooked from before Shabbos. This is already, the water is already mixing into it. That is permitted. Siv Chav Zayin. It's permitted to take a cookie or any baked item, piece of cake, and dip it into liquid. Even if the liquid is hot. As long as it's a kli shlishi. Even though what happens, when you put a cookie into a hot liquid, so part of it starts, we'll call it dissolving, you know, it starts breaking off, it softens up. That's not lush. Shekein ena mashke lush as dibre hamafe el merachich umufuroisam. Says that's not called kneading. It doesn't knead the cookie. It breaks it up. It crumbles it. But that's not lush. Vechein muto lishboich. You could pour milk. Chala vekol mashke acher al gargire chite tapuchem moitiris, cooking cornflakes. You have to puffed wheat or cornflakes. The point is, let's say you have a bowl of cereal, right? There's no problem pouring milk into a bowl of cereal. Al menas loich lebiachad, right? Because you want that you want to eat it together, right? You want to eat a bowl of cornflakes with milk. You're allowed to pour the milk onto the cornflakes. Right? So therefore, you could dip stuff into your soup on Shabbos, right? People put the challah in their soup, right? You have to make sure it's not a klirishin, a klisheni, shail. Right? Well, that's the halachas and bishul, right? We saw earlier, perikei. But you're allowed to dip it in. But he says, what does a person have to be careful for? Let's say you dipped water into your soup, bread into your soup. Boiling hot soup, very hot soup, right? And you dip bread into it. And the pieces fell apart. So then, you have to be careful not to take those pieces and to squeeze them together into a gush echad. That's awesome. Says so too. You have to be careful. Let's say matzah on Pesach. Some people break up small pieces of matzah and almost crumbling it, and they put it into their soup. Let's say, and then they take the soft pieces and they try to make a fake matzah ball out of it. That you can't do because by squeezing it together, now you're taking the liquid to use this to take what was many small pieces and to create one new thick entity. That is also to do because of lush.
You want to prepare egg salad on Shabbos.
So now he's talking about the nice Israeli way of preparing egg salad, where you're going to be chopping up onions and putting it in and on Shabbos. So he says, what should you do? Ketzid yasa. You take, you peel your cooked eggs. Samuch ha-suda. He says, you don't do that before the suda. Right? This is, we saw this in Hilchos Beir. For your raskon, afilu b'shini ha-masak. You could chop up the egg, even with a fork. Then you peel your onions, you cut them, and you cut them. Also, some chesudah, so it should be done right before the sudah. Now, the onions, you have to make sure not to cut them too small because of teichin. And you can mix the onions into the eggs. For now, give me, says the custom is, people like to add a little bit of oil to make the eggs out. That's not a problem. You could just mix it in straight, regular way. It says, ach. Says it's better if one could mix in the onions, the oil, in a different order than usual, and to make a shinui in how he mixes it all together. But then he says, I guess some people like to put cooked potatoes in their egg salad. So you have pre-cooked potatoes from before Shabbos, they started falling apart. So that you could add to the egg salad. But that you should do with a shinui. When you mix that in, you should use the handle of the fork with a shinui. Let's say the cooked potatoes fell apart. The mamish, a mush in your container from before Shabbos, when you cook the potatoes, then you're allowed to mix it in even without a shinui. But he says, what's best? L'hachim salad zemer of Shabbos, the other they call this. So make sure you don't make any problems in halacha. If you can make your egg salad before Shabbos, it's even better. But you want fresh egg salad? This is how to do it. But if a person can make egg salad before Shabbos and have it in the container ready to go on Shabbos, that he says is the best. Klipas beitzes hanimtzes b'seich ha-beitze k'tutza. You make egg salad and now you find a piece of eggshell inside. So lo yetzein levadi. You can't pull it out by itself. That's because of beira. You're pulling out the psoilus from the eichel. You should take some of the food out with it. He says, "V'nachem lizar, a person should be careful." The best thing, says, really, is if you could eat around it and just take the food until the point where the shell is left. That's best. If you have to pull the shell out, at least make sure to take some eggs out with it. We're in the middle of page kuf yud up to siv chav tes. Afka hamis meiseses. Instant powders, you know, fruit punch powders, the nice tea powders, these powders. You can put them into water for them to dissolve. Now he says, that was for cold. If you're going to coffee, he says, any pre-cooked powder, he says, like instant coffee, regular most sugar that you buy, or table salt, he says, that you could put into a klisheni, even if it's hot, because it was already cooked. But Melach Sadaim say Afkas cocoa ruggle, but he says, but let's say cocoa powder. She says it's not cooked before him. If you want to put them into a cup of hot water, you have to make sure it's a kli shlishi. So that's not lush, right? Because we said earlier in Hilchas Lush that if it's a blue laraka, if it's something that's pourable, it's a liquid, that doesn't make lush. So if lamid, kol afkas ha'ifchis l'tavshul. But powders that don't turn into a liquid, they don't dissolve and turn into liquid, but turn into a food. You add food to them. They're not liquids. They're thick. You get an Afghas pudding. Like if you take a pudding powder, you mix it with water, and you get pudding or jello. Or you shvivi tapich tapuchi adam, like the instant mashed potatoes. It's that asalus brechaleim nozlim. That you can't add water to on Shabbos, because that your mom is doing lashi, making it into a thick mixture from liquid. Says even if you're gonna mix it enough to the point where it's gonna soften up into blue raka, it's also to do, because what happens when you add the water, it's not blue raka right away. It gets thicker. And then as you keep on adding water and you keep on mixing it, you could eventually thin it out. So even if your plan is to thin it out per safe, but if in the interim it's gonna get thick, it's also lush. Siv Lamed Aleph. Ein lahaktiv b'Shabbos tchina gulamis. You shouldn't stir raw tchina on Shabbos. Who Michael Blul shal kidneys, it comes out of beans. Shaydei shay ma'arim by mayim, ma'ishar mashkin, u'bayich shum ma'isam, because when you mix it, nasa ova ki'isas alechem. It gets very thick. Right, tchina, chumbos, right, they can get very thick. V'os las gam kenim kavanos, ediv chash heitavad shablul shuv terach shachik. Even if you're going to mix it to the point where you're going to say it's thinner and it's pourable, but in between it's not. It's awesome. So what should you do if you start making it? Ulam b'shas atzayrich, your mom is stuck. Say, mishpech metchila, it's called amashkin ba'ifin, shalik tisavah b'chlav lila avam. If you pour all the liquid the first time, it's going to be hard to mix it properly that way. But now you're stuck, so you do it that way. So therefore, it should never be able to get thick. So, and you mishana ba'ifin avchisha, and you change from how you usually mix it, so then it's mutter. If you're stuck, avlam kfar hechem by yom tchina. Now what happens if you have tchina, you have chumas? You just want to thin it out a little bit more. So you made it before Shabbos. So you want to add water to mix it. You know, let's say you always have more guests. You want to stretch it. So you add some water to the tchina and you'll mix it. Right. So you want to do that to thin it up. So that's mutter, because that's making it thinner. That's not making it thicker. It says that's not lush. Sif Lamed Beis, the end of the Perek Ches on Hilchas Lisha, B'davar HaChanas Meinez B'Shabbos. Says we'll see later in Perek Yud Aleph, and look in the Ha'ar there, so we'll see about how to do that on Shabbos. So that ends Perek Ches, that ends Halachas of Lisha. Today's Shir is sponsored for Refuah Shleima from Miril Bas Sarigital, and for Sarigital Bas Miril, we wish them a Refuah Shleima. Please help sponsor this Shurim by going to www.rabbifishman.com or emailing rabbifishman@gmail.com. The sponsorships are fully tax deductible. Please contact us to help keep these shiurim going.